What does that G stand for in the Masonic symbol?
Reference to the deity.
To God?
But like under just plain God or some other secret name that can't be said?
Well, it's more for the square, not really a G. It's the plumb and square.
Well, that's interesting. I heard I read someone's interpretation. I wonder if they seemed like a clever one and that maybe someone meant that, if it wasn't what it really meant. Maybe it's one of the levels of what they teach or something, saying that, well, you got the compass, and compasses are used to draw circles, which could also be orbits, and that it's not just a compass in a square, but the square is upside down. It's an inverted square, and so that the inverted square in orbits refers to Newtonian gravity. I thought it was interesting, but it seemed a little maybe simple to be the correct answer.
Well, it is a little bit simple, and it is a little bit clever, and it's not quite the right answer, but it's an answer. It comes from the east and west and back again.
Well, that's the other thing, as this person was saying, you know, we're told it means God or geometry, but really I think it means this. And then I was thinking, like, well, if it does mean that, and G is this more unified field, then that is God and geometry. Doesn't really disprove those meanings. It just flushes them out, you know?
Short version, Layman got fucked up. That's all it's about.
Layman's the guy who got killed, or he did the murder? He was accused of the murder, or he got killed?
Hamish.
Yeah, but Layman, what did Layman do in the myth? Did Layman...
He was the one that was falling away, the dead.
The dead... So the G in the Masonic icon, is that referred to human as God? Did they go that far? Did they bring it back to that?
It's the plumb and square version of ascension.
That means visual space. That means going someplace.
Well, maybe acoustic space, but that's relative now,
okay.
Isn't it?
Acoustic space is where there's centers everywhere and margins nowhere. That's bleed
pretty
Pascal's
much.
Definition.
That's the focus, and that's what they're trying to say.
Interesting. They don't take it to themselves creating the world, though. They don't go that far. The Masons. Do they go that far?
Well, they don't really care.
They don't care, or you don't care?
They don't care because they don't know.
They don't know. 14 group is a little more ascended than Freemasons? If you can generalize.
Ooh, we don't generally.
We can't generally.
Well, generally, it ends up in a mess, so.
Right. Is there a particular? Is there such a thing as a particular versus a general?
A driven one, yes.
A driven one. That speaks for everybody?
Can speak to everybody. You're getting lost. You're going to say it's too many words, and you know, I don't know what the hell you're even talking about. Ask the question.
Yeah, Brian, you got another question?
Has Masons now or some splinter of the Masons, whatever is the best or most knowledgeable, least degraded version of the Masons, do they still know whatever they used to know, whether or not that was ever the best thing to know or the truest? Like,
no.
Has there
no,
been a
they don't degrading? Know. No, they still don't know. They don't know. They're just, now it's more right. It's all the ritual. It's a direction, a place you can't get anywhere to or from. So it's all fun. It's lost. And the oligarch took it up the ass again.